Here we are, deep within the African rainforest, searching for the most deadly animal known to man. If you listen carefully, you might even be able to hear it. There, hear that? It's what we're looking for. It's coming closer.
Oops.
Damn it! Well, if my esteemed colleague wasn't so twitchy, we'd have one to show you.
In my defense, it was attempting to suck my blood.
Oh, very well. As you might have surmised, the animal we're searching for is none other than the common mosquito, the Anopheles genus of the order Diphtheria, to be precise. Little different from your common household mosquito, except that a few members of this genus can carry a deadly cargo. Malaria. This is an incantation to Takma, the fever demon, believed to be an early identity of malaria in India, which runs as follows. To the cold Takma, to the shaking one, to the deliriously hot, the glowing, do I render homage. To him that returns on the morrow, to him that returns for two successive days, to the Takman that returns on the third day, shall homage be.
The life cycle of the mosquito seems fairly benign. The members of the Anopheles genus undergo a multi-stage life cycle, starting when the female mosquito lays from 50 to 200 eggs in a canoe-like formation which floats on either side. The larvae are fairly unique among mosquitoes in that they lack a siphon tube to breathe air, and so must remain parallel to the surface in order to breathe. They feed on algae and various other microorganisms and go through a series of molts, increasing in size each time until, at about 10 days old, they are able to enter their next life stage, the pupa. This stage continues for about 2 days, at which point the pupa takes in air until its old skin splits down the middle, allowing the young mosquito to emerge. After about half an hour, during which its wings harden, the mosquito is ready to take off and begin life as an adult.
Mosquitoes as a whole, and Anopheles in particular, subsist primarily on nectar. While feeding, this female uses her hypodermic needle-like mouthpart to pierce the skin and then probes repeatedly till she finds a vein. When she does, the anticoagulant in her saliva prevents the blood from clotting, and she will drink over her own bloody weight in blood if left undisturbed. The blood is not to feed herself, however, as she draws little real nutrient value from the blood. Rather, the blood is a massive source of protein for the egg she will lay. Each time the female successfully bites an animal, she will lay a batch of eggs.
Well, that should give you a pretty good idea of what mosquitoes are and what they're capable of, but it's easy to sit back and relax. After all, it's only third world countries that really have to worry, right? Well, only if you ignore the fact that malaria is growing more and more drug resistant. All it would take is a single infected mosquito to bring down the whole house of cards tumbling down.